Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The preseason finale, if you missed it last night, you could always go back and check it out. It basically devolved into an argument about the definition of the word several, but we did do a very special live bonus post-game reaction edition of Cabale and Mac last night. Yet here we are again this morning, Kaboom, ready to do it again because I'm going to make you put together the roster. It could be challenging, but I'm going to put you in Omar's chair, fancy office, and make you put together the roster. I'll argue with you about some of it, but ultimately my input will mean nothing. So it's very different than an Omar Mike T conversation. Ultimately, you'll make the decision and I'll let you be in charge. Welcome in. Thanks for following us on social media, on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and of course on YouTube. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen, at Cabale and Mac is where you find us on all those platforms and channels. And with the preseason now officially over, and we think Derek Harmon okay, at least not catastrophically injured. I guess we could start there. Like I said, we argued about the meaning of the word several, but he's going to miss some time, at least practice time. If not, game time. We'll see. Going to get an MRI today if he hasn't already by the time Yin's guys watch this, and maybe we'll know more about the length of time that Derek Harmon is going to be out. But several weeks is the way it's been reported so far, which we deduced last night could mean anywhere from like 2 or 3 weeks to, infinity. I don't know. There was an open-ended definition to the word several last night here, Kaboom.
No, it's not open-ended.
It is.
It's, more than two, less than four, maybe several.
Several.
We got into this. If you want to watch it, watch it from
watch
last
it for,
night.
Watch it from last
bottom
night.
Bottom line is several and a couple was not very different. And we're going to stop there.
Okay, we'll stop there. But the possibility remains.
That's a good possibility. He's not playing week one.
But there's also a possibility he could be active week one if everything looks good.
The problem is, I don't know if you're doing your Kumbaya reads yet, but I'll get into this real quick. What it does is complicates this roster a little bit because you're going to have to keep him on the roster.
Yeah.
Because he's, if it's 3-4 weeks, you're not going to keep him 4 weeks, 5 weeks out if he's going to be ready week two. So all of a sudden somebody else lost a job.
Yeah, probably an extra defensive lineman gets kept. And like you said, somebody else loses a job. We'll get into the exact specifics of the roster after we thank Southwest Greens for sponsoring the show. You don't want to have to get out there and mow it in the blistering heat of summer. You don't want to have to water it all the time. You don't want to have to spray whatever you got to spray on it to keep the weeds and the bugs away and keep it looking good. All the work, money, time, effort that goes into taking care of your lawn, just call Southwest Greens or go to southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that Cabale and Mac sent you. They could do the whole damn yard with a beautiful artificial surface that the kids can play on. pets can enjoy. And most importantly, you'll have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance. You don't even have to do the whole yard if you don't want. We know people that have done little corners or areas of their yard, maybe a little putting green because you're a golfer and you want to practice right there in the comfort of your own backyard. Can do anything for you around the kids' play set, the pool area, whatever it may be. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Got to thank them for supporting the show as well. Before we get to the extra defensive linemen that may or may not be kept, before we get to, I don't know, we could work backwards maybe, specialists, and then go through the defense and the offense and the wide receivers and who's staying and who they might add. A couple final quick words from Mike Tomlin from last night. First, kind of, I don't want to say excusing away the way they played because he was not happy with the way they played, but saying, hey, we got almost 3 weeks to the opener.
Product, but no one is. I'm looking for this group to take advantage, man, of this block of time between now and the opener. And we just got to have urgency every day in the work that we prescribe for ourselves. And so that's a challenge, but it's a challenge for us. It's a challenge for everyone to continue to be a group on the rise day in and day out, although the preseason games are over.
Preseason games are over, but a lot to get to. We called this last night on the post-game edition. Mike Tomlin's going to kind of excuse away the sloppiness from early in the game and say, hey, we got plenty of time to get ready, but now that time begins. I think you said before we started, they might hold a practice or two over the weekend, might get a couple days off in the mix over the course of the next week, but cut down day is on Tuesday. I don't think they're going to see anything during practices that tell them whether they're going to cut somebody or not, but definitely time to, like he said, use that block of time to clean some things up.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they're going to practice this weekend or not. We haven't been told yet, but you're probably not going to get much out of it right now. I mean, historically, they would come back Monday and Tuesday, then cut on Tuesday. They'd cut some people over the weekend, then bring some guys back and wait till the final cut down day to get rid of some other guys. So who knows what process they're going through. They're one of two teams, one of four teams, actually, that have ended the preseason already. So they get a little jump start of this whole thing right here. But we sit here and we complain about how the results weren't great last night, and they weren't. But, I mean, we did get what we needed to see, I think. You had the offensive line playing 17 snaps. You had Jaylen Warren playing 8. You had Gainwell playing 4 of those, something we haven't seen yet. And I think we really get caught up in the results, as in, you know, 2 carries, 4 yards or whatever it was. But the bottom line is they played pretty much a series and a half. And you're working a glean from that. Mason Rudolph played 2 series, and the first series had 3 penalties in his first 5 plays. I mean, I put you in a hole. I mean, we tend to look at it as a big picture, and we really probably shouldn't. It should break it down into little sections. And I think their run game looked pretty decent last night, to be honest with you. You got 2 questionable holding calls, and those don't happen. I know they did, but they don't happen. It's the team that's averaging 7 yards a carry with their first team last night. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, even with those holding penalties, still 99 yards on 18, which Mike Tomlin was quick to point out in the post-game press conference, 5.5 yards a carry. The run game did look better, and you mentioned it last night. Like the blocking and the running seemed to be working in tandem, doing what they're supposed to do in that outside zone scheme. So that is reassuring after a couple of weeks of the run game looking sketchy.
That Frazier holding call, like on the first play, very iffy. The Freiermuth, okay, he grabbed him, but I don't think that makes a much of a difference. I think Gainwell gains those yards regardless. So before you know it, you're getting 6 carries, 42 yards out of your first team. And all of a sudden you feel a lot better than what you do right now.
That's fair. As for the secondary and the defense as a whole, that was basically the entire starting defense without TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. Mike Tomlin, he was just happy to get him some work, I think. Mike, what do you think?
We're not a finished product, but no one is. I'm looking for this.
No, that's what you already said, Mike. I need you to talk.
You know, somebody is a finished product. The people who are dead are finished.
That just got really dark. Why would you?
Well, he said nobody. He's speaking in absolutes.
He's talking about his team. He's not talking about. All right, here he is talking about the defensive starters.
They wanted some more, but really it was just about the process, taking them through the pregame warm-ups, man, getting them in the huddle a little bit and getting them exposed to how we communicate, letting them feel that from an in-helmet perspective, less about the plays, particularly for some of the more experienced ones.
Saying anything to Jalen after that tackle and penalty, or is that Jalen?
You know, I'd much rather say woe than sick him. I'll leave it at that.
There we go. Classic Tomlinism at the end, yeah, talking about the Jalen Ramsey personal foul.
I don't think that's what that really means. Whoa, but sick him on a stupid personal foul call. I mean, that's not the meaning of whoa and sick him, but I guess he made it work there, but it didn't. I mean, that's not what it's about. That means, you know, busting your butt, not making dumb penalties.
Yeah, but he usually uses it in that context of, hey, a guy was a little too over the top and did something stupid, and I'd rather have to deal with that than have to tell a guy to get fired up and get more intense, although the intensity probably lacked tonight or last night for some of those guys.
Do you think that, okay, those guys probably did say, hey, let's go out there for one last series, but I bet you that's because they sucked that first series.
Right, so they wanted to go bad. Out and not suck.
I mean, if you ask them, you know, truth serum, which I have no such thing. I don't know. Is it really truth serum?
I'm sure the CIA or somebody has it. There's some spy agency.
Give them truth serum. Not one of them would have wanted to play snap one, but after they sucked, they put us back out there. So,
yeah, I understand why they wanted to go back out. They didn't look particularly great on that first series. Bad tackling and everything else that went with it. So it is what it is.
Bad tackling, I don't think.
Non-existent tackling.
The business decisions on some of them, I think. It's what came across to me.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know if I want to stick my head in there.
Yeah, I'm not getting hurt during a preseason game in Carolina when I've got the regular season and 2.5 weeks.
I do not blame them whatsoever.
I don't either. It was just, it was sloppy at best. You mentioned the holding penalties too. Sloppy is the word we'll use to describe things. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show as well. They've been on board since the very beginning. You need to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They are the people to get a hold of. HeckTeamHomes.com, HAECK, HeckTeamHomes.com. The whole team ready to help you get into the right home, whether you're looking to buy or sell or whatever the issue is. They'll help you work through it and find the perfect home for you and or your family. We appreciate them supporting the show as well. All right, let's dive into the roster then. Let's work backwards. We'll get to the offense and which wide receivers are staying and, you know, all that. We'll save that for last, the best for last. We'll get to the defense in a minute because there's definitely questions in the secondary. And like you said, maybe an extra defensive lineman since Derek Harmon is dinged up and we don't know what several weeks means right now.
Am I going to need scratch paper and a pencil for this or what?
I'm going to write things down and try and keep you honest so you don't go over 53.
Here's my Christmas present for my former job. it's this thing.
You sound less than impressed that a notebook was your Christmas present.
What do they call that? A moleskin or something? Not even.
Yeah, it's the Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that gives the whole year through.
You see, this pen don't work. What the hell? Okay, go ahead.
I'm ready. All right, let's start with the let's start with the specialist. This is pretty clear and cut and dried, I think. Boswell's your kicker, obviously. I think we've deduced that Cam Johnston is the punter. Although, you know, Corliss Waitman isn't bad, but he'll find a gig somewhere. Same with Ben Sauls. He'll probably hang out until another kicker gets hurt and maybe get a call from someone. That was a nice performance by him last night. And then your long snapper.
Which could take a roster spot, right?
So this is a good point. We don't know the extent of – well, we have an idea of the extent of Christian Kuntz's injury, but no idea when he's going to be healthy enough to play again. I would think by week one he would be ready to go.
Well, but it's simple. It's really simple. You keep Kuntz, you get rid of McQuaid, put him on the practice squad, and if you need him on September 6th, you call him up from the practice squad.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not using two roster spots on a long snapper.
No.
Not right now, anyway, because we think Kuntz should be ready week one. But a good point by you, just in case you put McQuaid on the practice squad, And there's other long snappers out there, I guess, if somebody wanted to snap up Jake McQuaid. But okay, three specialists. We've established that. That's done. That's out of the way. That's the easy part. Thanks also to Third Dude First Out. New podcast, firefighters, first responders, emergency personnel. They talk about that whole life. You want to dive into it if you're in that world, or maybe hear some of the stories that Keith and Gino and their guests have. Go check it out on social media, on YouTube, all over the place. Third do first, and we appreciate them supporting the show as well. So let's now get to the interesting stuff, the defensive side of the ball. Maybe we work our way backwards in towards the defensive line where we may have to keep somebody extra. Let's start with the secondary. Ramsey, Slay, Porter, Thornhill, Clark, Killebrew, Elliott, bang, eight spots right there. And then seven spots. And then the question is, how many more corners do you want to keep? Do you want to go into the season with six corners? Brandon Echols, Beanie Bishop, James Pierre get slotted in pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah. Did you have Echols on the main?
Yeah. Ramsey, Slay, Porter, Echols, Bishop, Pierre are your corners. Elliott, Thornhill, Clark, Killebrew are your safeties.
I don't think you can really rubber stamp Pierre and or Beanie right now, can you? I wouldn't.
Who's taking a roster spot from him? That would be my question. Corey Trice has never held.
What do you do? I mean, my question is, you got Brandon Echols who can play all those spots. Why do you need both of those guys? Maybe one of them.
Special teams.
Who's the better special teams guy? Are you keeping Trice? There's another one. They love him, but he can't stay on the field.
I mean, do you IR him for 4 weeks again? Is he hurt to that extent? Can you get him to the practice squad, considering he's always dinged up and nobody's going to be jumping on him?
I mean, you could. Those are the decisions. Those are the decisions that make the 53, but they really don't really affect the team that much, I don't think.
Well, I'm putting you in charge, Omar Kabali. I'm putting you in charge today.
I just can't get out of my head that Beanie Bishop didn't play one snap last night. Unless there was some kind of injury, and even so, if there was an injury that kept him out, that can't be good either. Why wouldn't he have played? That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
And I stand firm in my belief that they didn't play him at all because they don't need to see anything else from him.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, first team all pro. What are you talking about?
Nobody said that. I just think he secured his spot on the roster. I think the more likely explanation is that he was dinged up in some way, maybe even in warmups, who knows, and couldn't go. So they didn't play him. I still think if they're faced with a decision about whether they're keeping Beanie Bishop or not, they're keeping him. And they'll keep Pierre also because of, like we said, special teams ability. And so I think the only thing that's hard for me is that I really like Sebastian Castro, but I think they can get him to the practice squad.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, they can offer him a couple extra bucks and get him to that practice squad too.
There you go.
Unless another team picks him up and puts him on their 53, man, now you can't do much about that.
Then you're screwed.
Yeah, but you're screwed on Sebastian Castro. Oh, well, you know.
Exactly.
You have to understand, there's 31 other teams that have about half a dozen Sebastian Castros are saying right about now, if I can get him to the practice squad, they all tend to make it there.
The seventh-round pick, Dante Kent. I don't know what you noticed from him. I didn't see anything from him at camp.
He's been hurt.
So,
IR. He could be one of those mysterious IRs.
IRs.
You know, the Logan Lees of the world or the. Who was it? Jordan Zumwalt back in the day. Here's a name from the past. Jesus. They just threw him on the IR just to give him a red shirt year. I mean, that's what you can do with him.
Okay, so, but would you argue 10 defensive backs? Or do you think that's a
deal? Yeah, I saw Ramsey lining up at safety a lot last night. Not a lot.
Right.
At least one is one high safety, depending on what personnel they were in. And if you got Elliott, Thornhill,
Clark,
Killebrew. Killebrew and Ramsey. I mean, woof. But so I don't know who you get rid of there.
I don't think they get rid of anybody. This is kind of my point. I think that's why they keep 10 D backs.
I think if they do get rid of one, it would be Clark. Probably shouldn't deserve to be gone, but sometimes you have to make those numbers work. What complicates things is the Ramsey's ability to play so many positions.
Yeah, but I don't know if I don't think there's enough going on here that they don't keep all 10 of those guys that we've listed in the secondary. I think they keep all 10 of them. Knowing that guys like Bishop and Pierre and Killebrew have special teams ability, they'll keep them. And
I think either Beanie or Pierre is gone.
Wow. Okay, so you got 9 defensive backs.
And right now I'm saying Beanie's the guy out for me, even though he played, 200 special team snaps last year?
Yeah.
There's just no place. I mean, he's like third on the depth chart in every other position.
Okay.
Well, put it this way. He can't play corner. He can't play safety. And he's at least third at the nickel.
All right. Ooh. I'm going to live with your decision, Omar Kabali.
I'm saying it's great.
And we'll maybe go with
end up on a practice squad, but I just don't think the numbers are going to work.
All right, I'll live with your decision. We'll go with 9 defensive backs. Edge rusher, set, solidified. I don't think there's much to talk about there. Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, Sawyer. Done,
right? You don't like DeMarvin Leal making a late push?
Enough of a push to make the team, or have they seen what they're going to see from DeMarvin Leal over the last 3 years? And I don't want to – it's kind of a wasted third-round pick at this point. If they had picked up DeMarvin Leal in the 5th round when they drafted him, I don't think we'd talk about him nearly as much, but he was a 3rd-round pick, and so we've all been waiting for him to find a position or do something. He finally did some things last night. Credit to him. He looked pretty good when he was out there, but that's the first time anybody has gone, oh, DeMarvin Leal. Yeah, nice job, bud.
Well, he's shown flashes in the spring, then he got hurt. He has to put on weight, or I think I don't know what he did. He put on some weight. But he might be a little bit too big for an outside linebacker. He's in the final year of his deal. If you're looking for a guy you can maybe potentially move for a 7th rounder, I would throw him in the mix.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case, I have no problem doing it. And then if you're talking about guys you're going to stash maybe on the practice squad, like Leota, I thought made some plays during the preseason. Echo Leota.
Actually. Now, I'm thinking about this now. This outside linebacker, you got Highsmith that's banged up. You got Herbig who's banged up. You got Watt. You got Sawyer who's obviously a work in progress right now.
Okay.
So you're really close to having.
So you think they're keeping Leal?
No, I'm not. I think they might try to move him.
Okay.
I think they do. Because with him being in his 4th year, his last year, his contract year, I just don't think you can let him learn.
So do you keep a different 5th edge rusher on the active roster, or do you just smash somebody on the practice squad?
Can Harrison play? I'm pretty sure Harrison can play that position in a pinch.
Malik Harrison?
I thought he could. I thought he did last year at some point.
I guess if you're in a pinch.
Well, another thing is you could also keep those 4, potentially get Leal or whoever. Somebody else on the practice squad, too. I mean, once again, is anybody going to be banging down the door? You'll be lucky to find a trade partner for a 7, like, you know, a swap of a 7.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so, you can always, we're just talking about 53 here. We're not talking about practice squad. If you're cutting it here, it does not mean he might not land on the.
Well, yeah, they got 17 practice squad spots. Yeah, I mean, 16, right? 17, isn't it?
I thought it was 16. I don't know.
Whatever. They got a lot. That's the point. So you're going with 4 edge rushers on the active roster?
Probably because you got some issues now with defensive line. You might have to keep another one.
All right. So off-ball linebacker, inside linebacker, Queen, Wilson, Holcomb. And then I think the decision is Harrison or do you bring Mark Robinson back again?
What about Carson Bruner?
Practice squad.
I mean, they're not getting rid of Malik Harrison. I mean, then you're pretty – what they gave him some – well, I think they overpaid for him in the offseason, what it looked like to me now.
I mean, I think you said it yourself, good run stopper, but he's not really running down the field with anybody in coverage.
It sounds like Mark Robinson.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you got to choose one or the other. I guess you take keep the guy you give money.
I would keep Harrison and try to get Robinson on the practice squad.
Okay. So you got four inside linebackers also.
Yeah.
Defensive line. This is where things get sticky because of the Harmon injury. Hayward, Benton, Black keeps, obviously. Y.A. Black showed out again in the last two preseason games, played really well. Two sacks last night. Going to quickly become a darling, I think, if he makes any plays during the regular season. People will be going out and getting their number 78 jerseys, getting them two sizes too small, letting their belly hang out. I'm all for it.
I would wait for that. He might change his number, right?
Oh, that's right.
I'd wait on that. I don't know. It's always possible. You don't do that until, you know, you're absolutely sure. Maybe he switches to number 98 because
Leal gets cut. That's a good point.
I'd wait.
Okay, so Harmon on the roster, but probably not IR'd. So we've got four defensive linemen, and we've got to decide who the others are. Obviously, they like Loudermilk because they've kept him around forever, on and off the practice squad. Mm-hmm. Logan Lee, like you mentioned, the mysterious rookie IR stint last year so they could stash him on the roster. And then the guy they signed from New England, Ekwuale, who, I don't know, didn't really do much during the preseason. If they keep any extras above and beyond, and they're not extras, I guess six defensive linemen is probably sensible given the injury to Harmon. I think it's Loudermilk and Lee. But again, you made a point. They go out and sign somebody in the offseason. Maybe they see something in them that they like and they keep them as well. Could they keep seven defensive linemen and keep Ekwuale too?
I just don't know if Ekwuale didn't much to deserve a roster spot right now, to be honest with you. I like the Harmon, Benton, Hayward, Black, Loudermilk, Logan Lee for sure.
Okay.
After that, it's just a toss-up. Maybe you go find somebody else. But if we're just not playing that, hey, let's bring somebody else in from the other side here, I would have to say Ekwuale because he's a veteran, right? You want to have some sort of veteran presence out there. He's been he's played for New England, Jacksonville, Cleveland.
He's been in the league 4 or 5 years, right?
7 years.
Seven years.
So just for that matter, I would think they would keep him.
Okay. So seven defensive linemen?
I would think it's going to be seven defensive linemen, but it not necessarily be the seventh guy's on the roster right now.
Let's just say he is, for argument's sake, since you're Omar Kabali today and you're putting together the roster. That gives us 24 guys on defense, right? Did I add that up right? Yeah, 24 guys on defense, plus your three specialists. You got 27 roster spots taken. You need another 26 on offense, kaboom. So, on offense, there are some givens, definitely. Thanks, by the way, to Nail Studio 2 for supporting the show as well. Back to school time for a lot of people. Maybe you got a teenager in your house who wants to get their nails done for the first day of school. Maybe they got homecoming dances coming up because that's right around the corner. Believe me, my wife and my daughter are already arguing about homecoming dresses. It's great fun in the Mac household. Nail Studio 2 is the place to get the nails done, though. Nailstudio2.com. That's a Roman numeral. Nailstudioii.com. Go check them out. 724-941-4595. Or it's really nice. You could actually book that appointment online if you wanted to. Lakeview Square on 19. Out in the Donaldson's Crossroads, South Hills, Peters Township, McMurray area, right next to Juniper Grill. And the nice part, too, is they got a special promotion going on right now. 10% off all services for students going back to school. $5 off all services of $40 or more. That's a limited time only. Discount taken in store. Go check them out online and book your appointment now. They've got a bunch of new nail techs who are great at what they do. So they're rocking and rolling at Nail Studio 2, nailstudio2.com. We appreciate their support of Kabali and Mac as well. Quarterback, Rodgers, Rudolph, Howard, unless they decide to sneak him onto the IR for a couple weeks. And Skylar Thompson either sticks as the third quarterback for the first month of the season or hits the bricks.
I think he hits the bricks.
You think?
I don't think they'll be able to trade him. I think he's
gone.
As they said in Saving Private Ryan, the Statue of Liberty is kaput. I think Skylar Thompson is kaput.
He had a great preseason. Credit to Skylar Thompson. Will Howard went down. He got an opportunity to play and did really well, took advantage of the opportunity. Maybe, you know, gets released by the Steelers and picked up somewhere else as a third quarterback. I don't know.
This is what I look about Skylar Thompson. The guy has what? He's played 10 games, started three. He's played 11 games, I think, started three, played in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, 130, 150 passing attempts in his career. When you have a guy of that experience who's been around a couple years playing against in the third and fourth quarters against second, third, fourth teamers, those guys stand out because they're so much above, say, the – I can't remember the jabron's name now, who allowed the safety from Nebraska, who allowed the deep ball to Scotty Miller. You don't find those guys playing in a regular season. What was his name? Gifford. Whatever his name is, Gifford or something.
I don't know. You're asking me to name second team safeties from Carolina.
It's Gifford, number 25, I think.
Like, okay, we'll Gifford, go with it.
So you're not finding those guys playing in a regular season. Skylar Thompson is much more advanced than those guys. So that's why, not in part, is why he's looked so good. I mean, there's a reason why he was a futures deal signing in January.
Yeah, because there wasn't a lot of people after him.
Nobody was after him.
So, as an aside, by the way, do you think, take me inside this, because I'll be honest, I've never thought about it. When they're signing guys to these futures deals or offseason deals to just kind of stash them on the roster in late January, early February, whenever it is, if guys get offers from multiple teams, Let's say they do. Let's say two or three teams are interested in Skylar Thompson. I don't know. I'll throw out some other examples. I'll say, who are some other teams with shaky quarterback rooms? I don't know. Indianapolis and New Orleans. Let's say they both called Skylar Thompson too. I would think that if you're Skylar Thompson, you go, oh no, Pittsburgh called too. I'm gonna go there. Even if you know that there's a chance you might not make the roster, you'd rather go to the more established organization that's on better footing.
Well, especially at that time when Skylar Thompson was signed, he was their starter for a couple days.
Couple weeks.
Wasn't he? He was definitely the starter. So, yeah, you do that. A lot of those guys, especially undrafted guys, where's my best chance to make the team at? Skylar Thompson, he might have got another offer. Who knows?
But he was probably rolling the dice on, hey, who knows if Rodgers is going to sign.
Yeah,
at that point, they didn't have Mason. They hadn't drafted Will Howard. So, like you said, he was the only quarterback on the roster for a little while.
Same thing with Mason. It's not like Mason didn't have any other offers. He knew his best opportunity to play this year as a starter would be backing up a 42-year-old or a 37-year-old, whoever it was going to be, Russell, if it was going to be Aaron Rodgers. That's why he came back.
Well, and he knows the operation, too. I do think that has to count for something.
He didn't know the offense because he never played under Arthur Smith's offense. So.
No, but he knows the building. He knows the people. He knows the head coach. He knows a lot of guys in the building. I gotta think there's a certain comfort level that comes with being able to walk back into a place and it feels familiar rather than going someplace completely different again and dealing with all the stuff that he probably dealt with in Tennessee last year.
Well, he knows how to get around Route 28. I mean, does that make you a better football player?
No. <Right? laughs> I'm talking about actual stuff inside the building, kaboom. Not being able to navigate
walk in the building.
Roads of Western PA.
You try to find a parking space. You can't find one. You eventually get in there. You walk through and say, hey, Shaw, how you doing? The guy at the front door.
Yeah.
And you walk through the back, you do your facial recognition, the door opens, and you go to the locker room. Yay, I'm comfortable now. What are we talking about here?
The people in the building. I'm done with you.
Like Kevin the chef? You're talking about Chef Kevin?
Yeah, Chef Kevin's at the top of the list. Okay,
Chef Kevin.
Three quarterbacks. This isn't Cleveland. They're not keeping five or six.
Why don't they trade him there? He can start.
Man. That's going to be a disaster. I can't wait to watch it unfold. Okay. Three quarterbacks for the Steelers. Tailback, running back, whatever you want to call it. Jaylen Warren, Kenny Gainwell, Caleb Johnson, boom, done. Three of those guys, right?
Yeah, Trey Sermon's made a – he's been decent all season, but yes. you're not keeping four.
No, practice squad for
he's
Trey
just Sermon. Putting him on the bench the whole time.
Yeah, practice squad. And if somebody gets hurt, he's active on a given week. All right, tight ends, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward. Boom, done, right?
Yeah, some people might disagree with Connor Hayward, but he's going to make the team.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely lots of grenades lobbed in his direction
when his brothers first started his. If you want to use four tight ends, you need a fourth. You need a fourth, unless you make Ben Skowronek the tight end.
That's probably not going to work. All right.
Real zone.
Offensive line. We know the five starters left to right. Jones, Seumalo, Frazier, McCormick, Fautanu. The backups. Spencer Anderson, I would guess. Ryan McCollum. One of the backup tackles stayed.
Now that Anderson's been hurt.
Right.
So I think it would be either Anderson or Cook.
Okay, so we got eight offensive linemen.
They might. I mean, they're, I think they'll at least go nine, though.
Okay, who's the ninth one then? I don't even.
Might be Dylan Cook then.
So they keep both backup tackles, Dylan Cook and Calvin Anderson, even though Anderson's dinged up.
Yeah, I think they'll keep as many as they possibly can. But Ryan McCollum didn't help himself last night, huh? Three penalties.
Yeah, that's not good.
That was his first day back. I think he's been banged up a lot. But at least he has a highlight reel of a couple games last year that knows that if he needs to go in there at center for a couple games, he can get it done because he showed it.
Okay, so this is where the math – maybe gets interesting, or maybe we've got enough room here to make things happen. You tell me. So far, we've got three quarterbacks, three running backs, four tight ends, nine offensive linemen. That leaves us seven more roster spots. Are they keeping seven wide receivers?
No.
No.
Keeping DK. They're keeping Austin, Roman, Skowronek, Miller. I still think they might be taking – keeping Robert Woods just for his veterans. Put it this way, it's either going to be Robert Woods or a veteran of his liking, his ilk, his same skill set, his same age, his same experience. So, yeah, I think, what does that make it, six?
That makes it six. Metcalf, cool. Austin, Wilson, Skowronek, Miller, Woods.
Woods slash somebody else.
Slash somebody. Or, just, I mean, seven receivers is too many for this team. They're never going to go through seven.
The problem is Skowronek is your special teamers, but he can play other positions. You have to keep Roman, Calvin, DK.
Miller?
Yeah, I mean, you're Miller. I mean, I don't know how people are surprised by what Scotty Miller did. I mean,
I don't think it's like this massive level of shock and awe. I think it's just more like, oh, yeah, Scotty Miller. I wasn't counting on him making the team.
You didn't count on him making a team in when did they practice? May? August? May? May? Not May. Mm-hmm. April, May?
Yeah.
He ain't making a team. Then it's like, Then training camp, oh, yeah. And it's like, yeah, he's making a team. I mean, he's been doing it all season, so absolutely he makes it. I don't know. I think they might add – another defensive lineman to that mix rather than.
So eight defensive linemen. Bring somebody in off somebody else's roster, street free agent, and who's out there?
Or an offense. If they're going to keep extra bodies, it's going to be on the lines. Lines.
Lines. Plural.
You know what? You got, honestly, now I think about it, you got to put Andres Pete in that mix too.
On the offensive line.
I know he hasn't played much last year, and he's a late arrival here. But if you're looking for a veteran that you might be forced to go with, I mean, you want a guy that's been there, done that over, I don't even know who, Max Sharping or whoever
it might Doug be. Doug Nester.
Yeah. I mean, was that a guy you would want? Andres Pete can go to the practice squad.
Okay.
Nobody wanted him last year. Nobody wanted him this year. So maybe.
Does he go to the practice squad? Is he staying on the active roster? Because we've filled out the roster here. We've gone through every position group, and we're at 52. So is it an extra D lineman, an extra offensive lineman? Who gets, is it some kind of special teams demon? Do they go, hey, you know what? Max Hurdleman's never going to see the field in 11 on 11, but we like the kid's grit. We like his moxie. Let's see him run down on punt coverage and what he can do.
Did we keep Pierre? I can't remember.
Yeah, you did. You cut Beanie Bishop. This is why I argued for six corners, because I think you have the room to keep all of them.
Maybe Trice, I'm telling you. They like Trice, and they've been willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he hasn't been on the field for 3 years, 4 years, dating back to college.
If I have to choose,
like him enough.
If I have to choose between keeping Beanie Bishop, Corey Trice, Andrews Pete, or I don't know, Azeze Odomewu or whatever. I'm sorry, I butchered his name. An extra defensive lineman. I'm keeping Beanie Bishop.
Yeah, in that regard, absolutely, you keep him.
Right. So this is where we started is where we end up. We just made a full circle, the circle of roster construction life. I end up back at the beginning telling you, I think they're keeping six corners, and they keep Beanie and Pierre.
I'm just still iffy with the no playing last night. Unless somebody told me separately that he was hurt or whatever, I can't get that out of my hand. What about Larry McCutcheon or Andrew's brother? He did play the most snaps of anybody last
night.
There's a reason for that.
Practice squad.
I mean, they wanted to see him, right?
Right, but I think your Lance McCutcheons, your Brandon Johnsons, your Max Hurlemans of the world, practice squad. Like you said, there's a million and one practice squads.
I think that's where, I think honestly, that's what they're going to end up doing with Trice, and just put him on IR, or, you know, designated to return or whatever the hell that's called. And they'll bring him back as well. Maybe Castro does make the team. Maybe Leal does make the team.
I don't have a problem if you have this extra roster. Maybe that's the conversation they have over the next couple of days. Hey, do we want to keep Leal or do we want to keep Beanie Bishop? We've got 16 guys on this roster that can play safety. If we're counting Ramsey amongst them, we don't need another defensive back. We could use some help up front. Let's keep Leal. He looked good in the preseason. You got to choose between Leal or Beanie. Who are you going with?
How about Ben Skoranek not playing one offensive snap last night?
But they know what they have in Ben Skoranek.
They love him.
They didn't need to see Ben Skoranek go out there and get hurt.
Well, he was he was the gunner on both the punts. So,
okay, answer the question, counselor: the Marvin Leal or Beanie Bishop?
Well, in that case, I take Beanie because Leal's contract's up at the end of the year.
Okay, so how many different directions do we have to come at this and say Beanie's making the team?
I still think it's not a slam dunk. It looks like it could, but I wanted to see him play last night. Please somebody call and tell me that he was banged up or he had the poops or whatever. Because I just can't get over that he didn't play in a very important game. Not one snap, but he dressed.
I mean, like I said, it's entirely possible something happened in warmups and they were like, you're making the team, Beanie. Like, we can't take a risk on you blowing a hammy and not being available as a special teamer when we get to week one. Just go sit down. That's what I think is most likely. But I could be wrong. Maybe he had the poops.
Maybe.
Bad pregame meal. Who knows?
Maybe they don't like any of these guys. Maybe Omar's going to be Omar for the next 4 days.
Just go nuts. Thanks to Impact HVAC for supporting the show as well. We appreciate them. Your AC needs worked on. It's going to be hot for a couple more weeks. You want to make sure it's working right. Something's not broken. Something doesn't need to be tuned up. They'll do all that. They'll take a look, tell you exactly what's working or not working. Maintenance, repair, replacement. They do it all. You can message them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. Or just give them a call, 412-297-1852. Don't sweat your tuchus off through the last few weeks of summer. We appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac as well. So
I don't have any grass anymore, Mac.
I don't either. It looks like friggin' Kansas in 1932 or whatever the Dust Bowl.
You know, I looked outside and one of those balls rolling down the hill.
Tumbleweeds. Got tumbleweeds in your neighborhood. Yeah, it's bad. This is why I need to get Southwest Greens on the case as we circle back around to the very beginning. Yes. Okay, so if we've established a 53-man roster, more or less, and the only questions are, do we want an extra offensive lineman, or do we want Liao, or do we want Bishop? And those are the questions we're asking ourselves. I still come back to Bishop. I get what you're saying about not seeing him last night and that being a concern. But the one final position we come back to, and it's why I saved it for last, is wide receiver. And you mentioned it's either Robert Woods or you said 4 or 5 days ago that you wouldn't be surprised if they went out and acquired another receiver in the next 10 to 12 days.
Which now is next 2 to 5 days, I guess.
Yes. So is that still, you think, a distinct possibility that...
It depends on who you talk to. Some are saying, we love our team, but it could be just coach speak. And others are saying, we better add something to this lineup. So,
I mean, the
who are you going to believe? I mean, everybody lies. So you have to weave through the lies and try to figure out what the truth is.
The Alec Pierce rumors got hot and heavy over the last couple of days.
Oh, you trade Beanie Bishop out there to him.
I'm not trading Beanie, but I mean, you think Beanie Bishop is landing you Alec Pierce? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that is not good. I mean, don't they have a guy like that already? Isn't his name Scotty Miller? I do believe those two are very similar.
You think the Gabe Davis thing has flown the coop? He's headed back to Buffalo.
He's like how I just picked out the two white wide receivers. So they remind me of each other.
That feels racist comparing all the white guys. But I'm going to let you fly. Had 8 touchdowns last season, Alec Pierce. I mean.
And no quarterback.
Right. So that's the kind of guy I think it's. Look, I think we can resign ourselves to the fact that they're not going out before week 1 and getting a true wide receiver too.
They don't believe they need it.
I know. They're going to. Yeah,
Calvin Austin's healthy, which he looks like he could be there. But
I mean, they still got 2.5 weeks until the first game. So Calvin Austin could be fine. Who's texting you? Is this important? Is this something we need to know about?
No, it's somebody ripping on somebody.
Good to know. I mean, they're not going to go out like the Alec Pierce thing. Okay. Good wide receiver.
A veteran, right?
A veteran who has some experience.
Better than Robert Woods.
But they're not going out. They're going to give Calvin Austin and then maybe Roman Wilson to an extent every opportunity to make plays in the offense and be 2 and 3 on this receiver depth chart.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they should. I mean, at this point, absolutely. But you need to protect yourself too. If Calvin Austin takes a wrong step and he's done, then what do you got?
I still think that the idea of not having someone who can look, you're not going to go out and find a DK Metcalf clone. Like, that's just not going to happen. But if Metcalf goes down for a couple of weeks, I'll say it again. I've said it multiple times during the offseason and training camp. If Metcalf goes down for a couple of weeks, this offense, I don't care how much better Aaron Rodgers is than late season Russ last year, is still going to be in massive trouble. It's going to look a lot like what we got at the end of last year when Pickens was out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, but you're really not going to get anybody in here that can take that role.
Right. No. So you're resigned to having a receiver's room that is a very clear wide receiver 1 and then a whole bunch of 3s and 4s.
I'm going to pull this out of left field.
Okay.
Would the Steelers be interested at all in Christian Wilkins?
I saw that mentioned on social media last night by someone. Yeah.
They don't really seem to care about the past of mostly anybody. If you're going, you know, Mike Vick and guys of that nature, and you're bringing them in, you're not worried about them. I don't think that Christian Wilkins' locker room behavior, but you got to be careful too. You don't want to screw up the locker room just because of that. Who knows how? I mean, who knows what really went on, but
they have gone out of their way, and you've mentioned it earlier in the offseason. They kind of gone out of their way the last couple of years to get as many, I won't call them cancers, but difficult locker room guys out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much a clean locker room, you know, other than one potential hang up this year, but that's about it. I mean, this has probably been the cleanest locker room been since a while now. I don't see anybody causing issues. Who would have thought the only person that caused issues so far this year would be Cam Hayward? issues, air quotes.
Issues, yeah. That is interesting. No, I mean, would I be racing to the phone to call Christian Wilkins' agent?
If Harmon was out for the season, maybe.
If Harmon was going to be out, like, to the extent that, you know, you need to put him on IR for a month, right? Then I would consider it. But if Harmon's going to be back in 2 or 3 weeks,
why has anybody else grabbed Wilkins right now?
Exactly. Although everybody is sitting around, you mentioned the 31 other teams, everybody's sitting around waiting to see how other people's rosters shake out. So maybe they can pick some low-hanging fruit off of other people's rosters.
I mean, I don't even know if they're – honestly, I don't even know if they're waiting. I would not be stunned right now if Omar's on the horn or his minions calling up and saying, hey, who might be available? What can we do? You wait till they're cut, you might as well say forget it. You call up now and say, hey, is there anybody available? Who are you thinking about? Go down the line, bam, 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 all 31 teams. So you know where you sit at right now. I mean, that's the play. And if anybody's going to do that, I'm sure they all do it to a degree. Yeah. But I'm sure Omar is kind of a OCD.
Well, yeah, it wasn't to imply that they sit around and wait for the old Agate page to come out with the list of cuts. Oh, sorry. Nobody has newspapers anymore.
Nobody even knows what Agate means.
No, nobody does. They don't sit around and wait for the press releases to hit social media or NFL.com to see who's out. They've probably been scouring other people's rosters and will do so over the weekend too, right? While everybody's playing and deciding who they might cut or not cut and looking for guys that might fit in.
And that's what Andy White and his guys do. They've been scouting these guys for a month now, saying who might be available, who would fit in, who we might like. They have a short list. There ain't no doubt about it. Who knows if those guys be available. But I will say this right now. We put way too much time in worrying about the 53-man roster. You know what I worry about?
What?
The 25-man roster.
The guys that are actually going to see the field.
Why do we give a rat's ass about players number 50? Well, I won't say 51, 52, and 53 because that's probably specialist. But those lower level, maybe potential. Who the hell cares if Skylar Thompson makes the freaking team as a third quarterback?
I will say, I do think the exercise we went through today in sort of filling out the roster got us to come back around to the question of guys that we know who have seen the field in the regular season before and in some cases made an impact, and whether there's a chance one or two of those guys are battling for a roster spot at different positions. Like, we ended up coming around to, okay, we have a 53rd spot on the roster. Is it a sixth corner in Beanie Bishop, or is it a fifth edge rusher in DeMarvin Leal?
You know what I worry about? I worry about, let's see those 13 or 14 guys on defense. And what you see right now is if you've got Hayward, Benton, Harmon, Black, that's not bad right there. I mean, you've got four guys right now, and it gives you some depth. Then you look at the outside guys, Highsmith, Herbig, what depth there. Inside guys, Queen, Wilson. My BFF Cole Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Depth, corners, obviously safety, depth. So you got the depth, maybe not extreme depth. Who has extreme depth?
Well, nobody does.
So that's what you're talking about, right?
Nobody's super confident in the guys that are like 42 through 53 on their roster. They're just not.
Do we care if Daniel Ekwale makes the team or not? Is he going to be a difference between 10 wins and 11 wins?
No, unless he gets pressed into service, in which
now
case
you look on their offense, anyway. That's a little bit more iffier because Sam Alu could get hurt, right? I mean, he's shown to be hurt. He hasn't played all summer. Who fits in there? Spencer Anderson, a million snaps during preseason. You've got to feel at least decent about that. Maybe not depth all the way down the board. I still feel good about Mason as your number two. Then you have to worry a little bit. I mean, the tight ends, depth there, the guys who are going to play. No, the wide receivers, the one where we just keep looking at saying, not quite sure. Those are the people I care about. I don't give a piss about number who's on the practice squad.
I will say, this is more of a Mason Rudolph pro show than anywhere else. Not just because Mason has, not just because Mason has been a guest, but because I think we both tend to think that Mason is better than a lot of people give him credit for. Comments like Larry's cousin saying that he's sick to his stomach, that Mason's going to get a roster spot.
Well, Larry's just trying to troll me. I know this already, and I didn't. And I was going to ignore it, and you brought him to the forefront.
Well, there it is. It's at the forefront. Address it.
Well, he's full of baloney. He knows that.
Baloney. Just, watch your language.
He's just trying to stir the pot.
Well, pot's been stirred.
There's not one person. I mean, honestly, if you sit there and you say, my life savings, I will bet my life savings that Skylar Thompson is a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph right now, you would not make that bet.
No.
You're just saying that because he – played well for a couple of games. You know who else played well? Who was that a couple of years ago that played well?
Hold on. What? You were all fired up about Mason Rudolph last night.
Well, I am still fired up. What I'm saying is it's BS. He's thrown like six incomplete passes this year. Since week one, he went 9 of 10, 7 of 7, whatever. Unbelievable. He might be better than Aaron Rodgers, we were told, right? He might be that good. Since then, he's thrown two incompletions. Okay, two were picks. One was a touchdown. And now he stinks.
You
he's
know,
80% of his balls right now. Last night, you're lucky that he did anything. You started on your own 10-yard line. You started on your own 20. You had a holding call. And a holding call, he converted like two or three first downs, and all of a sudden he stinks now because he threw one interception. Big whoop.
People are always going to be quick to jump off the bandwagon of a quarterback. I said it to you last night. There's nothing this town loves more than backup quarterbacks and backup goalies. They're always going to be ready to bury the guy who's in the starter spot the minute they make a mistake. Now, I understand. Mason is the backup, you're saying. Well, last night, Mason was the starter, and he's been the de facto 1B throughout the preseason because Rodgers wasn't going to play any preseason snaps. So the second Mason made a mistake, people were going to jump on it and say, man, Mason still sucks. Well, hold on just a second there. When Aaron Rodgers, everybody thought was giving the Steelers the runaround, which now we know wasn't actually the case, everybody was allowed to jump on the Mason Rudolph bandwagon. Mason. We don't need Rodgers. Mason this, Mason that. And look, I stand firm in the fact that I still like Mason, especially as a backup to Aaron Rodgers. So this nonsense about constantly wanting to boot whoever the guy is as soon as they make a mistake is just that.
It's honestly nonsense. If you have the same team and say Aaron Rodgers gets hurt week one, you know, obviously you don't wish that. You're telling me right now you bet on your dog's life that you'd much rather have Mason Rudolph or Skylar Thompson come in than Mason Rudolph. You know what? You know what's funny is you. First of all, you wouldn't. You know what's funny is people just supplanted. Just said Will Howard, and just said, "Okay, you're hurt. Let's put Skylar Thompson there now." This would have been the talk if Will Howard.
Howard had played well. Yeah, that's kind of my point. We're always looking at the underdog or the next guy on the depth chart in anything, right? Like any sport, we're always looking at the next guy, going, he might be better than the starter, than the guy that's ahead of him. It's just what we do around here. And in this case, it's kind of silly. But yeah, look, credit to Skylar Thompson. I said it before. He had a really good preseason. He took advantage of an opportunity to play more once Will Howard got hurt. He'll catch on somewhere as a third quarterback, most likely.
As you see, Larry's cousin is trolling. He's trying to get me stirred up, but I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, he's claiming that Mason lost his job to Will Lewis. Noted quarterback Will Lewis. Will Levis was the starter. Mason came in and took over when Levis got hurt.
He's trying to get me fired up.
He is, and it kind of worked for a second.
It's not working.
And now other people are arguing in the chat with Larry's cousin. This is why I love the YouTube chat during the show, because people start arguing with each other. I'm a big fan of it. So we built the 53-man roster for the most part. Still might be another wide receiver in the future to replace the Robert Woods spot on the roster, maybe. Slammy wants to know if they're going to sign Gabe Davis. I feel like that ship has sailed, Slammy.
That ship came into the dock when it wasn't they didn't even want the ship to come into the dock.
Then why did they have him visit? Honestly, I do have to ask that. Why have him visit?
First of all, they were giving him a solid back in April. Well, that's good. Whatever. Let's see it. Then now it's like, oh, you're going to Buffalo? Stop by. We'll check you out again just in case.
You think he just hopped in a car and drove up 79 to Buffalo?
Stop by. You know, who knows? What goes around comes around, right, man? I don't know who his agent is. Maybe it's somebody that he can pull a favor with later on. Who knows? I don't know how the inner workings work. But there's a reason why Gabe Davis hasn't signed yet.
Okay. It was worth a question, and I don't mind Slammy asking it.
Oh, Slammy.
So we built the...
Hey, by the way, look at this. By the way, that's okay. Like, I'm getting a phone call.
From who? I can't see what that says. I still can't read what that says.
It says Rich Walsh.
Dude, what do you think of my hair last?
Dude,
have my hair look. Thanks for watching the show, Richie. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, Richie ain't watching it all. Richie's probably on a golf course. Dude,
fair point.
You going to come down and do a showdown tonight? No. That's what that's going to be.
So we built a 53-man roster. A few questions on the edges of the roster, but nothing that should make or break whether they win 10 or 11 games this year or 9. And really, the only question is, what kind of wide receiver, if any, do they go out and get to add to the roster and maybe boot Bobby Trees to the curb? That's where we're at.
Should I do what Pony says? Rumor. Colon.
Go ahead. Tweet that out.
And pull out some kind of random guy. Now, I don't know if it's a rumor he started or a rumor that he heard. He makes it ambiguous on purpose.
Yeah, that's how that works. We'll see how things go over the weekend with the rest of the NFL preseason schedule coming to an end. Like you pointed out, Omar's probably cooking up the phones right now, looking to see who he can or cannot get, who he does or doesn't have interest in. And come Tuesday, it's cut down day.
I'm just looking at the Rich Walsh text message.
What's he want before we wrap this up?
His kid's moving into college and is calling me for a good place to eat. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Wow. Where at?
Harvard on the Mon. I hate to tell him something. There's nothing good.
That's nice. The people of California, PA, appreciate your support.
It's Harvard on the Mon, baby.
Yeah.
He could go to the back porch. Let me see if the back porch is open.
That's not far from there.
But I don't even know if it's open.
Well, not at this time of day, no.
No?
Back porch is like a nice dinner spot. Spears, PA, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in Bell Vernon, really.
You say everything's in Bell Vernon.
It says it's in Bell Vernon, but it's not really in Bell Vernon. I grew up on Spear Street, which was kind of funny. Opens at 4.
Yeah, for dinner.
Well, it's already
going to the back porch.
Noon?
Yeah, what's he going to do? Just sit around at Cal U for 4 hours?
Where am I going to tell him to go to?
Just I don't know.
Tavern?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go away for the weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Does that
Where
sound good?
Where are you going?
Going up the river.
What?
Going up the river. We got friends that have a house up past Brady's Bend on the Allegheny.
Jesus Christ.
So I got the car loaded up with some IC lights. Going to head out on a boat and a jet skis. Have some fun.
You got more vacation time than
it's not vacation. It's a weekend.
Than Roman Reigns. Don't you have work today?
What?
Don't you have work today?
Yeah, I'm not leaving right this second, man. I got to go play some Shaboozy and then I'll go.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, you're going to miss a good one tonight, man. Chenna's in Dublin, Ireland. John Cena.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Oh, well. We'll find out all the results before it even goes on the air, probably.
Well, we know it. WrestlePalooza coming up here at by the way, I did some research.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have a cable or YouTube or whatever of ESPN,
yeah,
automatically included in the WWE. The only way you'd have to pay $30 for the app is if you don't have like
your cord.
Yeah.
If you're a cord cutter.
Yeah. Or if you'll go on VPN or whatever that stuff's called.
We don't talk about that.
It's not illegal, is it?
No, totally legal. All right. So enjoy your weekend, everybody. We will be back, I guess, Monday morning. I don't know what the hell we'll talk about on Monday. Who knows what the Steelers may do over the weekend. Because yeah, again,
they practice Monday too, so I don't even know.
We'll figure it out. We'll get together early next week before the final roster cuts, maybe argue about them some more. And then once cuts happen, we'll talk about that. And then we'll be a week away from the start of the regular season. Bang, just like that.
I don't know. Was that like an out or something?
No,
or
I was saying like that, like quick.
I thought you were going to say boom, and then you're going to.
And then just end it? No.
Fade to black.
I'll end it now, though. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate your support. Thanks for following on all the social media and on YouTube, at Kabali and Mac. You guys have a great weekend. Go have yourselves an iron. I'm just going to walk up to the bar and point at my hat again.